On the show today, we have the Foundation's very own Chad Helmanek talking about the DE program going virtual. Pretty cool stuff here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have one of our favorite recurring guests, Mr. Chad Helmanek from the Foundation. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Mike. You must say that to all your guests, though, right?
Every one of them.
Yeah. I'm so glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. We were just talking before the recording. It's been a long time since we spoke. I was just looking at our interview that we did at the GAC in late February, and it seems like a decade ago. It's just like, my gosh, how time flies.
Time has flown, and also time has stood still in the weirdest ways, hasn't it, over the past few months? It's just wild.
That is. Well, we can't wait to like see everybody in person again. It can't happen soon enough, but this will do as a consolation prize. So it's good to see you, sir. Hope all is well in your world and in the great state of Wisconsin and in Madison, for that matter.
Thanks. And as you said it earlier, taking it one day at a time, things are as good as they can be here. We are grateful and blessed for what we have. So I'm glad to still have a job with the National Credit Union Foundation. So and doing things that we love and doing them in the best way we can.
Yeah, you guys are doing some amazing stuff. Been keeping up with all of Gigi's posts and her Together Tuesdays, by the way, were wonderful. Just a great way to help us get through some difficult times she put together. And you were doing some really cool stuff that we're going to talk about, the DE program. I've heard a lot of people talking, what's going to happen with the DE program? What's going to happen? And all of a sudden I get this news that you guys are going virtual with the DE program, like everything is these days. So tell me about, before we get into the virtual part of it, give us a quick summary on the DE program for those who might be new to it or who are, you know, interested in it, but don't know a whole lot about it. Just give us a quick summary and then we'll dive into the virtual part of it now.
Sure. So the DE program is the Foundation's signature program. It's been in existence for close to 40 years. And it is a program about humanity. I keep changing the way I define the program when I talk to you, but in its simplest form, it's about why we exist as credit unions. It's about who we serve. And it's a celebration of the cooperative principles, the issues that our members are facing, what those look like from a real sense, and I can talk more about that, but also how we practice empathy. So these themes that we cover in DE and kind of how we connect to those things are more important than ever right now, especially empathy playing such a big role in how we work with, whether it's our colleagues or members. So that's our program. Typically, we do it four times a year in Madison. It's a five-day program. We invite credit union friends from across the country and world to Madison, Wisconsin to take part in that program. But of course, the pandemic had other plans in mind for us, so we've had to adapt.
Yeah, so now there's a new twist to the program, and it's virtual. I think for any graduate of the DE program, especially during this time, you should have like some sort of like a V or something next to the name to go, hey, you know what? We did it, and we did it virtually. So we got through it. So tell us about the virtual version of this. So how does that work?
Sure. So just leading into this, it wasn't a reckless decision to say, well, let's just, move into a virtual space and we'll figure it out as we go.
Yeah.
Our team at the Foundation had been testing for months different types of virtual learning. We had some test groups with our DE alumni were fantastic, helping us experiment with some different tools. And, so working into that space, in addition to that, working with our Foundation, I've got an advisory committee for the DE program, which they've been phenomenal, giving feedback on, making sure that we're staying true to the roots of the program, but also realizing that we've got to adapt, right? So the program now, which was a five-day thing, that would be a nightmare for anybody. Can you imagine like a five-day, 12-hour Zoom call that just, we don't want DE to be a torture session. So we've spread DE out over 4 weeks.
Okay.
We cover the same content as you do in DE, and we try to stay true to the experiential nature. So, as we cover the lessons and bring in speakers, and we've actually, the virtual environment has allowed us to think differently and do some cool things there. It's still hitting on the same things we want somebody who attends in-person DE to learn and walk away from.
Yeah. Do you want to divulge some of those new things that you guys discovered? I mean, I don't want to reveal any top secret information or anything, but just something that people can look forward to?
Yeah. DE, has this air of secrecy around it traditionally, but we want to be really transparent with how we're building this program because we're excited about it.
Yeah.
One way that it's changing, Mike, is, for example, when we're learning about the development issues and talking about things that are, you know, perceived as outside the wheelhouse of credit union world. So we're talking about issues of hunger and transportation, helping people to get to work. Some of these like touch on credit union services, but yeah. Sometimes we're like, well, we're in financial services. It's about checking, savings, loans, et cetera. Mm-hmm. This is looking outside of the credit union scope to say what problems our members are facing. So as part of that, we typically do some field trips as part of the in-person one.
Okay.
By spreading out our content and thinking about what's the goal of this exercise. We want people to see what it's like to, for example, visit a food pantry. We want them to visit a homeless shelter. We want them to see some of the amazing work being done by our nonprofit brothers and sisters in communities. So translating that to a virtual setting may mean them doing a bit of research on their own. So I don't want to spoil it too much.
I gotcha.
But really digging back to say, what's the purpose of this activity? And then how can we stay true to that lesson and also still let it happen? So airing out the program has given us some time to let people explore the lessons as we learn them.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And so how many people can sign up for the virtual? Is it different from the in-person, or how many people can sign up for the virtual session as opposed to the in-person?
Yeah, we've limited our in-person program traditionally to 48 seats.
Right.
And sometimes we go a bit over if we need to, but 48 is better, a magic number. And we're trying to stay true to that for virtual. Okay. We have the ability to go over a little bit if we need to. But at the same time, there's something to be said about ensuring people have a good experience. If you're trying to attract 200 people and interact with them and create meaningful relationships, that's going to be really difficult. I mean, the virtual setting already kind of does that, but so we're sticking to smaller groups like we do for in-person.
Okay. Gotcha. Makes sense for sure. Yeah. So I'm going back to the why here to create the virtual version. Is it just adapting and pivoting like everybody else is doing right now and to really keep the momentum of this program? Because this program is one of the true assets of this industry, and you're in charge of it, Chad. So, I mean, and it's just, I mean, every time you go to a conference and go, hey, I was a DE, you know, you have this kind of this, I don't know, this brotherhood, this sisterhood of people that are DE graduates, so to speak. And it's really neat to see when you go to these conferences and people are like, they kind of gather and say, hey, yeah, what was your session like and stuff. So having said that, I mean, I guess the why of it. I mean, why did you create the virtual part? Obviously, those are the obvious reasons that we can't gather in person. But were there other reasons as well to kind of keep this kind of fraternity, the sorority thing going?
Yes. And the hard part was realizing that the in-person interaction is some of people's favorite part of the program. We don't like to say trapped, but being in a room with a small group of people over a week's time, there's a certain magic to that.
Oh yeah.
In terms
really
of
bond.
Meeting.
You connect.
Yeah. And so DE though is about, I mean, DE stands for development education. Our program is focused on not just the educating of those topics I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. but it's on the application of those. So when you go through DE, it's not just good enough to learn and kind of dust off your hands and say, sweet, I've got my designation, we're done with this.
Right.
It's about how are you going to apply that now when you go back? And we work with people to help them define what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But realizing that we could accomplish those same education-based goals and action-based goals through a virtual environment. And the real why is what people are facing right now are the development issues on steroids. Members are hurting. There's job insecurity, housing insecurity, food insecurity, so many things that we cover in DE that it felt to us that there has to be some way to continue to bring these to the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, Mike, I don't know if you've caught this at all, whether, you know, it's folks you talk to or whatever, but people are tired. People, especially in credit unions, are so busy serving others that their tanks get on E some days too.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to trudge forward. Mm-hmm. And what we've seen over time with the DE program is that talking about our purpose, why we exist, grounding ourselves in that, and helping it to mean something to ourselves, mm-hmm. that fuels people forward. So yeah. we feel like we've got a responsibility. Our program at the end of the day is for credit union employees and volunteers. And we have to be there for them when they need us most. And we feel like, given what I just kind of laid out, there was no way that the only unacceptable to me, Mike, was to not do a thing. If we were just to say, you know, well, we might not be able to have an in-person DE through next year. You know, it is what it is. And we don't want to take a chance. I feel like DE is too important to not take a chance. And I'm just so thrilled. There were moments where, you know, you scratch your head and you go, how the hell are we going to make this work? But you know what? I've got a really good team behind me who helps us figure out those problems. And we're only going to learn and get better from what we do. So I'm just, that's our why. And that's why I'm excited, because there might be parts where we end the training and say, you know, we could have done this part better maybe, or this part, mm-hmm. and we'll just come back stronger than that and keep DE going no matter what. And that's really, you know, I've said it in a couple of different forums, but the pandemic can't stop the importance of DE and its importance to credit unions. So here we are.
Yeah. And I've always said, you know, this goes way deeper than the transaction. I mean, and that's what credit unions are all about. They're more than a transaction. They're more than a deposit or a loan, although they do that stuff very well, but they go way deeper than that. And the DE really explores that and really dives deep into that. And again, yeah, Chad, you hit the nail on the head when you say it just fuels you to do more, you know, and getting goosebumps here talking about this type of stuff. And it's just really, really neat what you guys do. I'm so glad you guys are pivoting like everybody else here and really adapting to what's going on here and to really keep this program top of mind for people, because I truly believe that it is an asset for this industry. It really makes you really dives into the core of what credit unions are all about and what and the potential of what they can do to really reach out there. And we've seen that through the pandemic, what's been going on out there. So, I mean, the stories out there, as you've seen, are phenomenal. So,
and that's one, that reminds me of one other point I'd make, Mike, is the value of the DE program is the content, of course, but it's in creating an environment where credit union leaders, where whether they are, you know, C-suite, whether they're board members, or where they're on the front lines, mm-hmm. bringing unique perspectives and looking at each other and finding ways to connect those credit union leaders together, yeah. and saying, how can we solve these same problems we face? Mm-hmm. And that, you know, we may not be in a physical room together to talk about that, mm-hmm. but there are enough cool ways virtually that we can connect people, because the secret isn't like in me giving PowerPoints the entire time of this program. I can guarantee I'm not the best part of the program, but I know what makes the program work, and that's giving people a voice to be heard and hear each other. Yeah. And that's the real magic of DE.
Yep. Yeah. When they collaborate with each other. Yeah. That's just, yeah. Phenomenal for sure. When is it? I think the most important thing, when, cause you said that they're going to launch in September, or what's the first launch date? And then also, how long do you see the virtual aspect of it, or the virtual version, going?
These are very good questions. we have two programs virtually going this fall. One is starting in September on okay. September 14th. And then the other one, I'd recommend people go to our website, so I don't give the wrong date here.
Okay.
But we're going to have a 4-week program starting September 14th. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to start one in October.
Okay.
And so what we hope is going to happen is that this model is going to give us some great flexibility going into 2021. No one knows what that's going to look like, but we have to plan for every scenario. And one of those scenarios is, what if we can't hold in-person trainings in 2021? That's a real concern for a lot of people, including us. So to be ready and to not move into it too hastily, but to plan for this, get two programs under our belt, which we feel are super strong, and then go into next year with kind of those proof points about how this can work in a virtual environment. Mm-hmm. That's going to set us up for next year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the reality too, I should point out, and what we want to get back to, is an in-person environment. There right. is something you just cannot simply replicate. And I don't mean to paint a, you know, too rosy of a picture here, but in the meantime, like I said, we've got to try new things. We've got to meet credit unions where they are. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing. So next year could be all virtual. It could be part virtual, part, you know, coming back to in-person. And we'd love to welcome people back to Madison if we can, as long as it's not snowing, because no one likes that.
Well, there might be a few people that like the snow, but
I do take that back. There's some people who come to our program, for example, international friends and some in the U.S. that haven't seen snow before. So that's a unique experience that, you know, build a snowman. So.
Exactly. Somebody from San Diego, we don't get snow all that often. So yeah, that would be a nice change. We might melt or something weird might happen to us, but we would appreciate it nonetheless.
And
but
a week is a perfect time for you not to get sick of it. You can just enjoy it and then go back to your warm weather. Yeah.
Get a nice taste of it for sure. All right. Last question for you. Where can folks go and get more information and to sign up as well?
Yes, please go to ncuf.coop. We've got all our program information there. We're being, again, very transparent about the time and expectations we have for people who are registering for a virtual DE program, but we've got all the information. And there are a few seats available for each of those courses still. So we've got some really good people signed up, and we're looking for some more. So if you're interested, visit ncuf.coop, and that's where you'll find everything you need. Of course, I'm here too via email or Zoom if need be.
And Zoom, yes.
Yeah.
Right on, sir. Okay, good stuff, Chad. Yeah, I was so glad to see this news come across my my inbox. I'm like, yes, they're like the rest of us again. They're pivoting, they're adapting, and this program can live on and be stronger. I think we'll probably be stronger in the future for this. So really cool stuff for sure. Anything else to add, Chad? Any final words of wisdom here, sir?
Just someday I hope to have you at DE still, Mike. So we got to talk about that, but you know, that's for another time. We can, you know, have another conversation on that. But always thanks for your support.
You're welcome.
Everything you do at CU Broadcast is phenomenal, and just appreciate you being here for us.
Thank you.